טוב, אנחנו, we're doing Yov, what's called the 10th chapter, Pasuk Vav, and Yov has been telling God, he says, why are you doing this to me? Why is it that you're hurting me like this? Tell me, why? What did I do wrong? Does it seem good to you that you should just afflict the human body for doing nothing wrong? Does it seem good to you, God, that you seemingly shine upon the wicked? Tell me, do you have human eyes? Ha'enei vasar lach? Do you have human eyes? Do you look like a Homo sapien looks on and he does not know what's going in a person's heart? Ha'chimei enosh yamecha? Are your days like a human's days? Im shnotecha kimei gaver? Are your days like the days of a man? He says, even if I've done bad, how come you're so quick to hurt me? Why? Why is it that you punish me so? And are you worried? Is it that your life has an end? Are you finite like a human being? So you have to quickly pay me back, lest you die and you won't take revenge on me? That's not so. You're eternal. You could punish me whenever you want. And nonetheless, it seems like you've put it all together and you're punishing me one after another without any respite, any time to catch my breath. Pasuk Vav, ki tevakesh la'avoni ulchatati tidrosh, that you seek out my sin, that you seek out what I've done wrong. You're looking and looking till you find everything I've done wrong, so to speak, to cleanse me all at once, and you give me no break. How come? God, you don't have a finite life, so why are you doing this to me? Now here we need to explore a little bit what Eov's saying. I mean, Eov's claim all along was, I don't deserve this. I'm not a sinner. And now Eov says, how come you're punishing me all at once? Eov had said, I don't have that much left to live, so it ain't going to get better. Well, then what's his claim over here? Eov saying, God, why are you taking me to task now? So this needs work. Pasuk Zayin. Al da'atecha ki lo hirsha vein miyadecha matzil. Eov says, if a person's worried that things are going to change, people won't let him take revenge, so then he's got to take his revenge when he can. But Eov says, but you, God, you don't have that problem. So how come you're so quick to pay me back for everything I've done wrong? Al da'atcha, Eov says, you know, ki lo hirsha, that I'm not going to do anything wrong from now on. Ve'in miyadcha matzil, and no one can save me from your hand. So it's not like you have to worry, you have to punish me because who knows what I'm going to do, or who knows how I'll escape. No, you could take care of me whenever you need. So why are you so quick to punish me like this? Al da'atcha ki lo hirsha. Al da'atcha is like ki lo hirsha, that I'm not going to do anything terrible. I'm not going to do anything bad from now on. Ve'en miyadcha matzil, and you also know that no one could save me from your hand. So why are you so quick to punish me like this? Again, the question is, what exactly is Eov's claim over here? Yadecha itzivuni vayasuni yachad saviv. Eov says, so to speak, with your hands, you've either fashioned me, like in modern Hebrew, me'atzev, the Targum says tzayiruni, or it's like tsar. Your hands are what afflicted me. Itzivuni, like itzavon. You've afflicted me with your own hands. Why? Why is it that you've worn me down? Yadecha itzivuni, your hands have afflicted, vaya'asuni, and over here vaya'asuni is like a to break down. Sometimes asiya is to perform, and sometimes asiya is to cut down. So over here it means to cut down, like the asita tziponet. It says by the eshet yifato, she has to cut back all her nails. That's also called asiya. So asiya could mean both to make and to destroy. So Iyov says, yadecha itzivuni, with your own hands you have afflicted me, vayasuni, and broken me down. Yachat saviv vatevaleini, and it's as though you've gathered your forces around me to consume me. Why? Why are you so quick to destroy me completely? And it would seem that Eov's claim over here, if we recall how things happened, one bright day he suddenly got word that everything was destroyed. All of his wealth, all of his children, everything was destroyed all at once. And then another bright day, suddenly all of his health deteriorated and he was suffering great bodily harm. So it would seem that Eov saying, how could it be that in a split second my whole life changed? Everything went wrong in 1 second. Why? Why were you so quick to punish me like that? Twice it happened that in a split second things just went terrible. It would seem that that's what Eov's referring to. Zechona ki chachomer asitani vel afar teshiveni. So Eov says, please, God, take note now that you made me kachomer asitani. You've made me like the artist fashions the clay. He takes it and he gives it shape. So Eov says, remember, you fashioned me, ve'lafal teshiveni, which here can be understood in two ways. Eov says either, and now it's as though you're just bringing me back to dust. You're going to undo everything you did. You worked on fashioning me so. And the other understanding is that this is part of remembering, part of zichona. Remember that you made me like one who fashions clay. And ultimately you will bring me back to dust. That all goes back to the zichona. So Eov asks God, he says, please, remember, you gave me this form. Haloche chalav tati cheheni v'chagevina takpieni. Eov says, you gave me form, just like one who gives, he melts, he pours out the milk, v'chagevina takpieni, and you solidified me like cheese is solidified. So Eov is describing how a person is formed. He begins from liquid, and then slowly he takes form, and you have a whole body, you have a whole human being, a whole solid human being comes out of that. Or uvasal talbisheni uvatzamot vigidim tisochecheni. You clothe me with the skin, with the flesh. Eov says, when you gave me form, he's describing how a human being is formed, how the embryo, the baby is formed. So he says, you dressed me with skin, with flesh, to watch me. Why'd you give me this skin and flesh? So that to protect my body. Uvatzamot v'gidim tesochecheni, and so to speak, you covered my inner organs with bones, with gidim or sinews to connect the bones. You put it all together. You gave me life in a way that hopefully will protect me. I have the rib cage that protects my heart, that protects my lungs. That you built me, you built the human being in a fashion that tisochecheni, that's protective, that'll have life. Chayim v'chesed asita imadi ufkudatcha shamera ruchi. At that time, when you gave me life, so chayim v'chesed asita imadi. When you gave me life, in essence, you did kindness with me. I didn't deserve it. I hadn't done anything yet, and you gave me life. So that's chayim v'chesed. The life is a kindness that you've done with me. Ufkudatecha, and your commandment that I have life. Shamera ruchi. kept my life within me. Why is it that the human being can have the nation of something spiritual and something physical and they stay bonded? Why? That's God's commandment that it be so. Now here, again, we have to question what's going on here. Because Eov initially said, God, why'd you give me life? If ultimately I'm suffering so, I wish I were never born. So Eov's describing the birth of a human being. He's not necessarily describing his own birth, even though he is referring to himself. He's saying, in general, this is how you run the world, God. Ve'ele tzafanta vilvavecha yadati. Kizot imach. And even though I know that these concepts of how you create a human being really are beyond the comprehension of anyone else, these are things that you keep to yourself. Nonetheless, I know that you do know. You know how you created me. I know that these things are beyond my comprehension. Ve'ele, these concepts of creation, tzafanta bilvavecha, you've kept in your heart. Yadati kizot imach. And I know that really you know, even though no one else knows exactly how life works, but I know that you do know. You created me and you know. So you know how you created and why you created me and all of humanity. So if so, if you've created such a brilliant creature, you've created with such brilliance the human being, and you've made him in such a brilliant way, why are you destroying this human being that you created so brilliantly? Im chatati ushmartani umeavoni lo tenakeini. Eov says, and even if I've sinned, is it really fair that for so long I'm going to be suffering like this? Im chatati, even if I've sinned, ushmartani, is it really fair that you watch over me, so to speak, you've imprisoned me in these afflictions, and you've yet to cleanse me, you've yet to consider me clean from my sin. Umeavoni lo tenakeini, and you don't consider me clean of my sin. Eov says, even if I have sinned, is it really fair that I am so enclosed in this torture chamber of life? How is it that in spite of all my afflictions, I am not considered clean of my sin? Im rashati alelaili vetzadakti lo esa roshi seva kalon. Eov says, and that's why Eov says, I have to come to the conclusion that really there's no difference between the wicked and the righteous. It makes no difference what life I've led, because im rashati, even had I been wicked throughout this life, or if I'd been righteous throughout this life, either way, I can't lift my head. Im rashati, had I been wicked, alelaili, woe to me. Vitzadakti, and if I'm righteous, lo esaroshi, I can't lift my head. Look at how I'm suffering. Even though I've lived a life of righteousness, look at the suffering I've gotten for it in the end. Seva kalon, I'm at a state where I'm satiated in shame of affliction. And I see my impoverished state. I'm downtrodden. I'm finished. So Eov says, how could that be? If there were really a difference whether a person leads a righteous life or a wicked life, so Eov says, then that difference should be shown. Because Eov says, I've suffered so much that even if I led a wicked life, this amount of suffering should have cleansed me of anything I'd have ever done wrong. So Eov says, it cannot be that these afflictions are God sent. Because if God sent it, it must be to cleanse me of sin. Well, you know what? Even had I been wicked, by now I should be clean. Now, here we're entering another philosophical concept, and that is, why do people suffer? You could say that's what the whole book revolves around, Stint. We assume that a punishment or a person's, let's begin, we assume suffering can be a punishment. The beginning of the Ov already tells us that suffering is not necessarily a punishment. You see, in the beginning of the book, that God tells the Satan, look what a fine specimen of the human race Ov is. And nonetheless, Ov gets afflicted. The Satan has a claim, and whatever that means, that's what we're still going to discover, that claim can get Ov to suffer terribly. Everything he's had is destroyed. His health, his wealth, his family, everything's destroyed. And not just destroyed, but he's at a state where he's suffering every moment of his life. He's physically suffering. So the question is, why? That's really the question the book revolves around. And Eov's saying, it cannot be because of my sin. It cannot be that I've been wicked, because even if wicked, you know what? This much suffering would have cleansed it. So why? That's the burning question of the book of Eov. Now, we're going to see what answers we get, but part of the answer is that suffering is not necessarily to cleanse from sin. That's obvious from the book. Eov makes a claim, and the book really is set up that Eov's right in his claim. This suffering is not to cleanse you of sin. This suffering is not because of anything you did wrong. Okay, then why? Meaning at the onset, we're given part of the answer that God did decree that he should suffer so. And yet, we don't understand exactly why. It seems because the Satan was able to make a claim. Okay, and how does that work? So let's see, that's what we'll see as we go along. But there is truth to this claim of Eov's in that regard, that the suffering cannot be a cleansing of sin. The other parts of Eov's claim, the conclusion Eov reaches, is a mistake. Eov says, so it must be that God's not watching over what happened here. So we already know from the beginning of the book of Eov that's not so. God clearly agreed that this should happen to Eov. The question is why? But this statement of Eov's, that it cannot be to cleanse of sin, Eov is correct on. Now, why is it? So that's where we're headed. That's what we're exploring in the book of Eov. But so far, Eov's on the mark with this point. He's off the mark in his assumption, in his conclusion. So he's saying, so God doesn't watch what's happening here. God does not decide what's happening in the world. And it makes no difference whether you're rich, you're righteous, or you're wicked. And that Eov is erring. Okay, so we'll have